Good afternoon. My name is Hugo, and these are the most relevant discoveries in our work on adaptive network approach for emergence of societal bubbles. I'll start off talking about complex networks. In short, they are a way of representing systems by their components and interactions only. If figure one was a social network, for example, the individuals would be represented by nodes, and if they interact, then they would be connected by an edge. And plus, each individual has a degree k, which is defined as the number of interactions or neighbors that he has. Moving on, the opinion dynamics within the network goes as follows. Each individual is given an opinion also y as a continuous value between 0 and 1. As an example, you can think about it as 0 being a fully left-wing opinion and 1 being a fully right-wing one, they being quite opposite from each other after all. Then, in the following time steps, the individual's opinion will be a function of how much it differs from his neighbor's average opinion. If similar enough, according to the epsilon parameter defined as tolerance threshold, an individual will be influenced by his group. If not, then their opinion remains the same for now. Previous models of social influence didn't allow for changes in the network structure, so we propose an extra rule. Individuals will attempt to break their connections with a probability p proportional to their opinion difference. Yeah, that is, of course, if it's above the threshold epsilon. Also, a broken connection will be rewired with probability q, proportional to the distance between the individuals that are trying to connect. As you can see in figure 2, the network structure reflects the levels of polarization and fragmentations within the society. Figures A through D show different regimes that depends on the established value for epsilon, and in figure 3, typical opinion distributions are shown for also different regimes related to the threshold epsilon. We define a measure of consensus M that accounts for how far apart are the opinions as a whole in the network. And this M can be used as an order parameter between the phases of consensus and polarizations. Associated with it, a measure of variability chi over an ensemble of samples can be used to stipulate critical values of epsilon. This is analogous to the temporal-spatial susceptibility commonly used when dealing with phase transitions. So, with chi over m, we determine how critical values of epsilon scales with the network size. These results are shown in figure 4. Now, figure 5 is, in my opinion, the most peculiar one. It shows that there are local maximas and minimas in the average path length within the giant component as a function of the threshold. This means that the local maxima represents a region that the giant component is just about to break into two smaller components. And the local minima occurs when these broken components reach such a strong consensus within themselves that they actually reduce the average path length. Some of the network properties are shown in figure 6. As expected, polarized or fragmented networks with low tolerance have a significantly different properties when compared to the original unpolarized one. Naturally, when breaking and rewiring connections, most individuals will lower their degree while some can actually raise theirs. This results in substantial changes at the borders of the degree distribution, shown in figure 6a. And in figure 6b, since the clustering coefficient is a measure of interconnectiveness within the network, it becomes clear that with low tolerance threshold, there is a strong formation of echo chambers as the communities prefer to connect amongst themselves, thus resulting in very tall peaks in the clustering coefficient. Finally, in figure 7, we show how the size of the giant component scales with the threshold epsilon. Below the critical value, the giant component size, S, scales strongly with epsilon because the dynamics here entails communities of comparable sizes merging together. On the other hand, below the critical value, the dynamics are only of one giant component merging with very small groups, comparably. So S scales very slightly with epsilon in this region. So in conclusion, this adaptative model shows a very rich phenomenology that can be easily compared with cases of polarization in real-life networks. Some results are shown here. So if you're interested, I'd recommend you read the full paper that has the same name as this poster. Well, in any case, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.